Hey everyone, welcome to our high-level podcast called the Spotlight Sessions. I have Larry Kim here. Larry is the CEO of Customers.ai. It's a website visitor identification platform, and Customers.ai was ranked as the fastest growing go-to-market product of 2023 by Iconic Capital G2. Previously, Larry founded WordStream, a PPC marketing company acquired by USA Today. Back in 2018, I believe. Larry also shares a ton of insights. He's also a professor, guest professor, lecturer at MIT, Harvard, Boston, and probably been in almost every publication out there. Larry, thanks for jumping in for a quick podcast, man. Tell us your story. Give us your quick journey of how you've kind of moved through the world of digital entrepreneurship.
Hey, Valson, thanks for having me. Look, I was like all of you guys. I was a kind of a agency owner, just doing PPC marketing, and this would have been about 15 years ago. And I was, yes, I had, five, six, seven single digit clients, paying retainers. And the only difference between you and me is that I decided that I wanted to create more scale and create a software business. And I just happen to have a background in electrical engineering. So kind of the in-house tools that I was just building for myself to manage these, pay-per-click advertising campaigns for, eight, nine, 10 clients. I just use that software to start, creating front ends and user interfaces to then, and the rest is history. It just took off. It became, a pay-per-click management software company managing about $1 billion of ad spend for 30,000 customers globally. Doing about 55 million in revenue, employing about 400 people, and that was acquired for about 200 million by Gannett in 2018. And we're at it again here. We want to continue to help customers, do lead gen, and Customers AI is a really incredible product and company for scaling lead gen efforts. I'd love to talk to you a little about that today.
Yeah, love it. So before we go into Customers.ai and the genesis of that, can you help us understand your view on AI? What is AI for those folks that are watching and they may not even be a digital citizen?
It's just for me, it's just a breakthrough in workflow. So, a lot of the work that you do requires like analyzing things or thinking about things and putting things together, assembling data, trying to understand it. And I just think that from an applications perspective, I think this is a kind of a neat way of automating think some of the thinking through of stupid repetitive tasks. So like in terms of the software that we're building, you'd have to write emails, or you'd have to customize automations, and you're just following kind of expert guidance and best practices, but AI is able to kind of figure that out on itself. And from my perspective, that's how I'm looking at it from a like a digital marketer perspective.
I love that. So what is customers.ai? I know there's a lot to that question, but help us understand how you decided to start that and kind of, launch it, the spirit behind it. Help us understand that.
So, look, it was 2018. I just got acquired for, hundreds of millions of dollars for this pay-per-click advertising solution. And the pit in my stomach was that ads are challenging. The ROI of Facebook and Google ads is tough because every 1% increase in cost per click is a 1% decrease for your clients, ROI. When I started doing advertising, it was 5, 10 cents a click. And when I kind of exited that business, it was, $20, $30, $50 a click, depending on, what verticals and what locations. And same thing with Facebook ads, that you know, 50 cent CPMs became, you know, 50, 100, even $1,000 CPMs in certain instances. And so the genesis of customers AI is just like lead gen is expensive and competitive. And I was hoping to come up with a way to, you know, solve lead gen in a way that was like doing pay-per-click advertising or Facebook, but back in like 2005 or 2010, okay? Well, back when it was like really, really, you know, easy. And so we ended up discovering is customers AI website identification and remarketing solutions. And it's just wild. Like, we can just tell you who's visiting your website. Is this crazy, Paulson? Like, usually the whole lead gen effort is just creating these offer pages, like, you know, here's an ebook, here's a webinar, here's a online seminar, you know, an on-demand webinar. Like, you create these assets, and then you drive traffic to them either through SEO or social media, paid or organic social media, paid or organic search. But the sad reality is that, you know, the conversion rates for these things are low single digits. Like 2.5% is the average, and then, you know, if you're top 25%, it would be like 5%. So like, it's very low, meaning 97, 98% of people who you drive to your website through all of this work, you don't know who those people are, and you have no shot at like selling to them your products and services. And so what Customers AI does is we can tell you who a significant fraction of that website traffic is. I will say, you know, 20, as much as 25% of the folks who visit your website, we can confidently tell you that this is Paulson Thomas or Larry Kim, and we can augment that data with our complete, you know, person database graph with all of the information that you need to understand who Paulson is. It'll say like, you know, senior marketing manager at Go High Level. It'll say
So,
like,
Larry, I just want to make sure I've heard this right. You're talking about visitors, not opt-ins.
no, because visitors, it's hard. Like, sorry, opt, like the signups is hard. It's maybe 1 or 2% of people will fill those stupid forms with all your like, are you
Wow.
a business owner? Like, how big is your company? Like, all those fields, okay?
Wow.
But what I'm telling you is, I can just tell you who those people are. And I can tell you all that information that you were hoping to get manually. I just tell you, it's like, oh, it's a 400 person company. The name is Go High, is High Level. And here, and the industry is marketing. So we can augment the data or enrich it with detailed consumer data, like, you know, children, married, you know, address. Like, if you want to sell them postcards, like, you know, like from website visitor to a postcard, okay, the cell phone number for SMS marketing. Like, we can get you all this information on your web on a meaningful percentage of your website visitors.
So Larry, let me play devil's advocate. So like I'm not a tech wizard at all. Maybe like you are as an engineer. But how is this possible? How are you able to find that sort of in-depth information on someone that just visits a website?
It's a field called just a website visitor identification, and we have capabilities to do that. And you know, without going into all the details, we have publisher partners like, I don't know, the New York Times. If you go to the New York Times privacy policies and terms of use, Paulson, have you ever visited the New York Times and it says like, hey Paulson, you're out of free articles. Why don't you just log in order to
Yes.
access 20 free articles? Okay, so
Yes.
you ever wonder why the heck they're doing that? It's a co-reg network. Okay, what you know, that's part of my network, and we partner with them directly, and you know, there's it's fully disclosed in the terms of service. It just says like, by the way, you know, by logging in and using our services, we you know, employ some trackers to ID you and share that with our partners. And you know, we've got 250 million people that we can ID. When one of those people visits, you know, one of your clients' websites, we can provide that information for you at very, very, very low cost. A tiny, tiny fraction of what you would pay for, you know, SEO efforts or, you know, Facebook ads or Google ads. It's like, remember how I was saying, like, you were saying, why did you found this business? Like, because I wanted to find something like that was super scalable, like not just a little bit more scalable, but like, you know, 100 times more scalable or 1,000 times more scalable in terms of cost and effort versus, you know, what used to be amazing, which was, you know, paid advertising, which still has a place, but you just can't blanket it. You have to be very like a surgeon. You have to like be very picky. Okay. But you know, here it's just more scalable and we can figure out who these people are. It's using, you know, I didn't get into all of that information, but like, I don't want to spend hours telling you like,
sure,
you know, yeah, how that works. That's kind of the gestalt of it is, you know, we recognize people from logins and they clearly disclose it and they clearly opt into these things, which allows us the permission to share that data with our partners. Now, I want to emphasize that this is no different from how Google or Facebook works. So Google and Facebook, they have free websites like Instagram or Google Maps, okay, or, you know, and in exchange for those free services, those free websites, they, you know, they kind of notice what you're searching for or what or where you live or you know what kind of products you like on Instagram, and they share that information with their advertiser network. So it's called a participatory network, and this is no different from how Google or Facebook ads work. 100% the same.
So Larry, you kind of got me excited even more than like an agency client, but for the agencies themselves. I know a ton of high levelers are watching this, they're on the podcast. Like, help me understand how I can leverage this for myself if I'm a marketer or an agency owner or even an e-commerce person or someone that's focused on lead gen. Like, how can I do prospecting for myself this way? Like, give me the rundown of how I should look at it.
Look, this is a force multiplier. It's not. It's kind of like remarketing in that remarketing is kind of giving you a second shot at the folks who are already coming in your funnel. It's not a. It's not an offensive weapon, like an offensive marketing weapon. It's more of a defensive marketing weapon. It's like you engage in the top of funnel marketing activities that you were previously doing, like SEO, paid search, social, organic social, email marketing, you still do all that stuff. But the difference is that instead of fighting for like a 2% yield at the bottom, you can get a 25% yield at the bottom. You see what I'm saying? So like, it's super leveraged. And by the way, it's garbage in, garbage out. So like, if your social marketing is crap, all we do is we you know, we will showcase that crap to you. You see what I'm saying? But that's actually very valuable because like a lot of crappy marketing can kind of, you know, be hidden from view, if you will. Like we're like the, you know, a magnifying glass. Like we can show you like what leads are actually coming from Pinterest and what leads are actually coming from Google paid ads. And you'll be able to see, you know, with the great detail of like, you know, what kind of quality is coming from these different sources. So like your question was just like, you know, how do, you know, businesses, marketers like take advantage of this? This is a game changer. It just force multiplies the efforts that you were doing by call it 8 times the yield that's coming out. Now, you don't have to even go for an 8 times yield. Like if you wanted, like some people might say like, oh, I have 100,000 visitors. I don't even know what I would do with like, you know, 25,000 leads a month, okay? So that's where like it gets really interesting, Paulson, because you can be surgical. You can say, I don't want 25,000 leads. I only want the best 500 leads. And so what you could start doing with Customers AI is creating segments like repeat visitors. Plus, do you know the difference between a new visitor and a repeat visitor in terms of their propensity to buy? It's like 80% of the customers come from like 20% of the population that is a repeat visitor. Okay, so you could narrow it down so you're only picking off like the highest value suspects. Or you could say like people who in their website journey like visited, you know, the pricing page or the pay-per-click landing pages, the ones with those expensive pages that you're pushing high quality, high intent traffic to. So like you can slice and dice it however you wish and choose to be very picky about where you want the or another one is time on site. Like you could say, you know, sessions of like 3 minutes or longer, or you could say like scroll depth of, you know, 40 inches or three or more clicks. Like there's different or even with the demographic segmentation. So you could say people who have high credit scores or low credit scores, like, you know, maybe you're doing payday loans. I don't know. Like, you know, you can just pick off you know, just the right leads that you want, as many or as few as you want, and it just force multiplies what you're doing. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. So the first thing was, you know, what is customer.ai? How does it apply to a marketing professional or an agency? So let's talk about the second thing. How is this related to high level? Like, how does it integrate with high level? Give us the product itself. Like, how does that work? How does it benefit us as high levelers in general?
Sure. I'm very excited to announce that after working with your team since, you know, the fall of last year, we have released and completed a seamless integration with HighLevel's kind of what would you call it? The plugin gallery,
Marketplace,
marketplace.
marketplace, yep.
Sorry. We're among one of the first inaugural class of integration. So it's quite an honor for your founders to have connected with us and sought us out that way. So thank you for that. And basically, how it works is you install the tag. It's pretty seamless, and then you kind of create the segmentations of traffic, the traffic segmentations that you're interested in kind of IDing, if you will. You know, like repeat visitors, you know, five clicks, you know, pricing page, like whatever you want. And then once you've created those segmentations, we can seamlessly push those into high level. And there you have probably already have various funnels like a welcome funnel or a welcome back funnel. Like, you know, funnels are more interesting if you have more stuff going into the top, right? Rather than like funnels that are like, you know, ghost towns, right? So we can just, this is such an incredible you know, integration that it's going to let you get more juice out of all your existing funnels and all the existing marketing efforts that you're already doing for your clients in high level, you know? So you know, I don't think there's anything like this, Paulson, that just like force multiplies all of your campaign efforts instantaneously. And the one caution I would have is just like don't overdo it. Like, just because you can get an email, it doesn't mean you should email them. Okay. What I mean to this is like if they visit your website for like 10 seconds or something, like, you know, don't email them. Just put them into a different audience that pushes to say like a Facebook or marketing audience, so that you can kind of nurture them a little bit more, so that you can capture them later when they do become a kind of a more higher intent visitor. You see what I'm saying? So
Yeah.
that's the one caveat. Let's just kind of start with the higher intent audience segmentations and kind of work your way up the funnel, if you will.
Yeah, I love that. Do you want to, or if you don't, no worries. Do you want to do like a quick demo, or you want to share your screen and showcase the actual platform? If so, let me know. But my last question around the whole thing would be, how much does it cost to high levelers? And you know, is there anywhere we can see the product itself?
Sure. I'm very, we're gonna have to edit this. I'm super excited that we were able to work with the Go High Level business development team here to come up with a incredibly compelling pricing that is exclusive for Go High Level agency partners. And normally, if you just go to our website and look at the pricing, it's like $7.99 per customer plus utilization fees of 20-25 cents a lead, okay? And so the crazy offer that we have, and this is in perpetuity, because we think that this is aligned with kind of the high level spirit, we are only going to charge one platform fee, okay? And you could have 10 customers or 20 customers or 100 customers. And we will only charge that one platform fee. And that platform fee will not be $799. We're knocking it down to $99.
Wow.
Okay. For unlimited people on Go High Level. And the variable lead cost is just, I think it's approximately 20 cents. I have to check, but I think it's 20 cents. And keep in mind, like, 20 cents a lead, like, that's, you're paying like $50 a click, right? And then 2% of those clicks converts it to leads. So this is like a third the cost of a postage stamp, okay? And remember, you don't have to buy all of them. You can just buy the top 2% of your leads or the top 5% of your leads. You see what I'm saying? Like the ones that are like really high intent, because we provide all the segmentation capabilities. So I think that this is like the most incredible pricing, pricing and packaging we've ever come up with, and this is well for this audience. Now it's important that people understand that, like, if you're doing a Salesforce integration or other this is not applicable. This is only for high level folks, and hope maybe us leading it, doing this kind of crazy pricing, other integration partners will follow suit. But we're gonna so High Level is led with their bold and ambitious pricing, and we're gonna follow. So
I love it. Well, thanks for making it available in that kind of a format and structure. I'm sure a ton of the high level agencies and marketers will love to kind of understand more about how this all works. If are you able to showcase the platform? If not, no worries, and we can edit this out. But let me know if you can. If not,
I am able to showcase it. I just need a minute.
Hey everybody, Mitch Truly here, head of product at Customers AI. We could not be more excited to announce our Go High Level direct integration. This is an awesome way to superpower your agency, differentiate yourself against your competitors, acquire leads for your clients, and increase your billable revenue. So when you get into our Customers AI account here, at the top right, you're gonna see your ability to switch between clients. You see, I have agency client one pulled up right now. So for each client, the first thing you're gonna wanna do is install their X-ray pixel. So the X-ray pixel is a small JavaScript that sits at the header of the website and is able to identify anonymous visitors on your client's website, regardless of if they input their email in a form, on a cart page, or checkout. Our tool can match their browser and their device to a consumer in our CoReg opt-in network and pass you back the information so you can reach out to them. Once you've installed that JavaScript on your client's website, you can click this Get Leads here at the top left, and you'll be able to set the triggers. So a trigger is the rule set of when the pixel fires. This can be restricted by pages that the user lands on, UTM tags on their referral link, time on site clicks, pages visited, returning visits. Anything you want, you can restrict it down to say only capture the highest intent leads or capture all leads, and we'll do the work of figuring out who's high intent or not.
So if you just finished watching the quick demo that we just put together, hopefully this gives you some ideas of how the dashboard looks, how some of the capabilities are. Mind you, it's a very elementary overview. So if you want to go to the website itself and maybe even talk to one of the live agents or any reps at customers.ai. I'm sure they'll give you a better tour. But Larry, help me understand the future of this whole thing as our final thought. Like, I mean, even inside of High Level, we have the customer ascension and essentially like a CDP of folks that opted in and they've had some kind of an interaction. But with technology like this, what does marketing look like? What is the future of this whole thing?
Sure. So the fundamentally, we're an identity, like a website visitor identity solution, as well as a remarketing solution. So the core technology is, of course, the ability to figure out who the heck is visiting your website. But like, as soon as you know who's visiting your website, there's a lot of things that you can do with this information, okay? One of them is segmenting and emailing them, okay? Which is kind of the core use case that we're talking about today. Super valuable. But as we were saying earlier, not everyone has to be emailed. Like, some people might not be ready for that email. So where we're going is we're creating other actions that you can take using the visitor identity information that we're providing. Two actions that come to mind other than emailing could include, one is remarketing. So, the Facebook ad pixel and the Google ad pixels, those are completely toast because of loss of third-party cookies. Those used to populate remarketing audiences so that you could remarket ads to people who visited your website, okay? That ability in Facebook ads is completely dead. And so one of the products that we've recently launched is this ability to, synchronize your website data back to Facebook ads so that you can remarket like it's 2018 again. You see what I'm saying? So like, that's a different action that you can take. Another action that we have is something called customer journey. And I think that you were describing that High Level has the capability of kind of tracing back a user's journey to what URLs that they've visited and stuff like this, but it's only for the people who signed up. That's only 1 or 2 or 3% of people. That means 97-98% of the people who you're tracking, it just says ABCXYZ, you don't know who those people are, right? So we can populate that information so that you're not just having all this great information of people who made it to the bottom of your funnel, but you can actually do interventions, take actions on the people who haven't made it all the way through your funnel, and market to them, like ads, emails, postcards, text messages. Like, you can do stuff to make them do the things that you were hoping to do, which is typically sign up for something or buy something. And so the future is rich. This is a layer of data and automation that is completely orthogonal to everything that you're already doing in High Level. And we're just gonna pump that up with better and more data and layer in AI so that it's particularly in lead gen, we can, not just look at the 1 or 2% people who've completely bought the stuff already, but we could analyze the middle funnel to prioritize where that outreach and effort should be directed using machine learning. So I think it's a really exciting future. This is just the first slice of it. And we're looking forward to partnering with Go High Level agency partners. And by the way, we have so many thousands of customers here that are medium-sized businesses, mid-market businesses, and a lot of them need agency help. Like, they need help from folks like you who manage these types of activities. And so we have an agency partner program where we can showcase you on our webinars. We can showcase you, we can refer customers to you. The customers.ai/partners in the website, it says some partner information. And we're just looking to partner with the folks that in your community to refer them business and showcase their expertise to our thousands and thousands of customers here, and they're great customers. Yeah. So
I love it. I think our thoughts and vision are aligned pretty well between both sides. Larry, final thoughts as we kind of close out this podcast.
I'm incredibly excited to partner with the Go High Level community, which is just a force of nature in terms of, you know, how quickly you've and scalably you've grown here. We think that we have some awesome tech that will just force multiply the value that you as a Go High Level consultant are providing to your end customers, that just differentiates your offering. Like this is not just time and material. This is almost like magic. Like, you're gonna show them leads, more leads than they've ever seen before, and better leads, you know, because you can be picky, right? And we have just like this incredible, you know, it seems unreal, like a $100, $99 platform fee for unlimited clients with a 20 cent per lead charge that can be rolled across different clients. So, you know, it's pretty compelling. And I think, you know, very excited to partner with this community, and then looking forward to growing together.
Absolutely. Well, Larry, thanks for stopping by. Those of you that are watching this podcast show, and in case if you are not part of the High Level family, feel free to jump into a 14 or 30-day trial, whatever the link is in the description. And we look forward to bringing you more good news just like this on new things and new evolvement and new technology that we are building inside and parallel to High Level. So thanks, Larry. Appreciate you coming by.
Thanks, Paul.